Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. Happy to have you here. So there is a theme that I have really noticed quite heavily in my life, specifically since becoming an online business owner, but it's also a theme that I could, honestly trace back to even middle school, but I won't get into it that far back. And this theme is really that I kind of find myself not struggling with the kind of same quote unquote normal things that I find the majority of the other people in my similar situation would be struggling with. And it's not that I don't struggle with those same things at all, because, you know, at a certain level, I definitely do, but I just have a different relationship with those things. And I don't really identify with them as areas that I struggle with. I do consider myself struggling with other things. But again, they tend to not be the same things that other people normally struggle with in the similar situation. I think I just kind of have more of a neutral feeling towards those things that other people are struggling with. So I don't really deem them as being like a struggle for me. So to give you like a little example of this is when I was a virtual assistant, I was in a group program where we had Q&A coaching call questions. And during these calls, I just found that so many of the questions were regarding around a topic that I just couldn't really relate to because it wasn't a struggle of mine. And that topic was mindset. Many of the people in this program seemed to struggle with getting past their barrier of mindset, that they really couldn't do anything else in their business because that was always the thing that they couldn't get past. And it's not that I didn't struggle with this just because I had like more experience. That was definitely not the case. I didn't really know why I didn't struggle with my mindset like others seemed to. I just kind of did what I needed to do without my mind preventing me from making those moves. I was the person in that group that was more like, how do I go about handling my taxes as an LLC? You know, I had more like technical questions like that rather than anything involving mindset. So anyway, as I kind of migrated from being a virtual assistant to a transformational coach specializing in human design, I of course continued to have conversations with other online business owners who shared their struggles with me and vice versa. And I still just couldn't figure out why they would be struggling with what they were struggling with, because I always deemed that part that they were struggling with to be the easier part. And then here I am struggling with what I deemed to be the harder part. So I'm like, how are you struggling with the easy part when like you already overcame the difficult part? Like, you're in the easy portion now, at least to me. And it was always just so confusing. And to give you an example of this, I knew someone who quickly found the industry that they wanted to pivot to in the online space, but then they sat there struggling to figure out what type of offers they wanted to create. And I'm like, what? You already overcame the hard part. You know what you want to go and do now. So I'm like, creating the offers is the easy part to me. How are you struggling with that? And again, there I am for so long struggling to figure out what my career trajectory was going to be. But I knew that once I had that figured out, I would just hit the ground running with how I would structure my business and my offers and all the things. And that's actually exactly what happened. As soon as I realized that I wanted to help other people transform their lives with human design, I quickly knew what I wanted to teach in the scope of human design and how all of my offers would connect, you know, what my low ticket offer would be, yada, yada, yada. And it might not necessarily seem like that on the public facing end of my business because I'm rolling out those things at a pace that feels good for me. But really, my overall business plan and the structure of my offers has virtually remained the exact same since I developed them as soon as I figured out that I wanted to focus on human design. And I look back, or I think about that business structure that I've created and with my offers, and it all still feels really good for me. Again, like that was going to be, I knew that that was going to be the easy part for me. It just took me so long, and I had that struggle of figuring out what did I want to do after being a virtual assistant. And it really is a theme that just follows me in my life, and not even just in business. I mean, across all areas of my life, it's really interesting. So anyway, back to the more business portion of this, I find myself making commitments and sticking to them in my business, whereas other people in some situations seem to kind of just change their mind a lot. You know, they're doing a lot of mental back and forth. They're making justifications. They're doing, you know, convincing of some sort. And again, it's not that I don't do that in other areas of my business or my life. I just don't do them in the areas that I feel like most people tend to get stuck with those feelings. And so when I have conversations with people, it kind of goes like the other person says to me, I don't know how you do X, Y, or Z. Like, I can't do that. And I never really know how to explain how I can do the X, Y, or Z thing. I mean, others might chalk it up to me just having confidence in whatever that thing is, but it's not confidence. I know what confidence feels like for me. And it's never been that, but I never really knew what it was. So I didn't know what to tell people because they're asking me, how do you do it? And I'm like, I don't have anything to tell you right now because I don't know. I haven't explored that for myself. I don't know. But last week I was actually on a coaching call and I figured it out, which was just, it was like a very big breakthrough, like huge light bulb moment for me. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it on this episode because I thought it might be able to help others. So I was on this call where I was listening to a fellow online business owner talk about their struggles in business. They were just so open, so vulnerable, and I really respected the hell out of that. And I'm just witnessing them in this moment, holding space for them as a viewer, you know, on this call. And I'm using it as a moment to kind of self-reflect. And I'm saying to myself, I technically have these same kind of downward spiral thoughts and feelings myself in business that she's talking about. I do struggle with these same things, but why don't I consider this to be as big of a struggle in my own business as they do, as they're explaining it on the call? And that's when it clicked for me. The word detachment came into my head. It's really my detachment from that X, Y, or Z thing and the struggles that come with them that has helped me navigate those, you know, quote unquote struggles that other people tend to be struggling with. And remember, I have those same shitty downward spiral thoughts as anyone else would in a similar situation, but I just have this, I mean, really healthy detachment from those things that I don't let those thoughts or feelings dictate my actions or use them as a real indicator of my relationship with that X, Y, or Z thing. So moving forward, if anyone asks me, you know, how are you able to do X, Y, or Z? You know, I couldn't. I don't know how you do it. I can't. I now have the awareness that I'm able to do it because I have a healthy detachment from that thing in question. Now, this isn't something that you can just snap your fingers and get it. It's, you know, it really is like confidence in the sense that you can't just snap your fingers and get confidence. You can fake it all you want. And you can do the fake it until you make it, which is fine. That's great. At least you got to the point of confidence or a healthy detachment in this case. But it really is something that you work on over time. And your version of it is going to look different than compared to anyone else who might be in a similar situation because you are a unique individual. Your process for getting, maintaining, and embodying that healthy detachment will look different for you. So you're like, okay, great. How do I go about getting, maintaining, and embodying this level of detachment? Well, you increase your self-awareness. You raise your consciousness. Because I'm telling you right now, I would not be able to sit here today and speak to you about all of this without having the heightened level of self-awareness that I do. It's no coincidence that now is the time that I've finally been able to figure out that core reason why I don't tend to struggle with the same things that other people do in similar situations. I was able to figure it out now because I've been in my internal journey, as I like to call it, for a couple of years now, and I'm exploring personal development tools and using somatic modalities to raise my consciousness. I am having all of these breakthroughs in different areas of my life, and it's not because I'm just having these breakthroughs randomly. It's because I'm literally prioritizing my self-awareness and raising my consciousness so that I become aware to a new level of things that have always existed in my life, but now I'm understanding why I'm doing that. I understand why it is the case that it is the case for me, and it's just it's really cool to be able to kind of analyze yourself in that way and then use it to your advantage. You know, it's never to bring you down. Even if you find something that you don't end up liking in your internal journey, it's not to bring you down. The purpose and service in it is to help you live your best life through experiment and reaching that level of like freedom within yourself because you now know yourself at such a deep conscious level that you're able to do that. So this really leads us right into our question to ponder today, which is how freeing would it be to finally detach from the things in your life that kind of plague your mind nearly every day? You know what those things are. And if you're in denial or you would find it helpful, you know, make a mental or physical note of the top three things that you're struggling with in your life. It could be, you know, your diet. And I don't mean like literal diet. I just mean like general food intake. It could be business related. It can be your relationships with people, etc. What would become possible for you if you had a healthy detachment from even just one of those things on that list? Imagine the pressure that would lift off of you and how you would show up differently in your life with those things. So if having a healthy detachment in your life is something that you aspire to achieve, and or you want to explore how quickly and effectively you can increase your own self-awareness, then I highly suggest you register for my upcoming workshop, which is actually happening later on this week on September 8th at 3 o'clock PST, where I'm going to be talking about both of those things. That workshop is called The Edge of Expansion. And make no mistake, if you are joining me for that workshop, whether it be live or during the replay, you are on the edge of expansion. You are so close to attaining this level of expansion that you did not even know existed for you. So I've got that link in the show notes for you to register. I really hope I see you there. If you won't be able to make it live with me, there will be a replay available through this weekend, through the end of Sunday. But either way, I have a really exciting announcement that I will be announcing for the first time at the end of the workshop. And it will apply to anyone who does register. Again, whether you show up live or watch the replay, I'm just like literally ecstatic about it. Alrighty, I hope you have an awesome rest of your day or night, depending on when you are listening. Go sign up for the workshop. I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and race consciousness together.